Now, to your health on WTOP.
Imagine going in for surgery with a doctor performing it from thousands of miles away. Yes, it's Back to the Future Day, but this is not science fiction. Robotic surgery could be a reality in hospitals everywhere sooner than you think. It's already in use in some places. I talk more about this with Gail Walensky, senior fellow with Project Hope. She says, be careful.
What sounds like the razzmatazz new way to go forward is not always right for patients. And of course, as is always the case, patients need to discuss these issues with their physicians and probably seek a second opinion because of the newness of this procedure. Hysterectomies are the second most common surgery for American women and provides a good example of why robotic surgery might not be the best choice for all procedures. There was a recent study that was reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association of more than 250,000 procedures of hysterectomies that were performed with the Da Vinci robot. There were no better outcomes than those done through laparoscopic surgeries, but it takes longer and it's more expensive. So this would be a case that initially had been thought of as a very likely area for robotic surgery, gynecologic surgery in general, and hysterectomies in particular. It turns out that there are not advances. They're not clinically superior, and they are definitely more expensive. In some of the prostate surgery, the ability to be able to project the small gland onto a screen and be able to see better definitions of the nerves are an improvement that the robotic surgery might offer.
As with so many things in medicine and every other topic for that matter, you're going to find an array of opinions. And some doctors seem hell-bent on the notion that remote surgery must be implemented or robotic surgery must be implemented because you're simply going to have fewer mistakes. It doesn't sound like you're convinced of that.
No, it's not. It's not obvious. There will be fewer of some types of mistakes. It is possible that you will have other kind of clinical complications that you might not have if you have a more what we now regard, of course, we didn't used to regard it, a traditional laparoscopic surgery as an option. And there is the need to make sure that if there is a distance, a remoteness attached to it, that all of the support structure that is needed is present. For some complex scheduled surgeries, it may make much more sense to move the patient to a regional center than it is to attempt to do this type of surgery. But as I've said, it will really depend on the specific surgery. It's much more of an unclear technological advance at this stage. So people need to think about the options, discuss it with their doctor, and be sure and seek a second opinion to see whether there seems to be a difference of opinion.
Gail Walensky, senior fellow with Project Hope on Skype. She advised the first President Bush on healthcare, was talking to us tonight about robotic surgery.